الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد الحمد لله بإذن الله تعالى we are coming to a close of the of Ramadan and of our itikaf والله أعلم we have one more day left or maximum two more days left and therefore it is important for us to also take stock of what we are doing how much did we gain what more is left revisit the goals that we made for the month of Ramadan and see if we have achieved those goals and what more remains for us to achieve in those goals and make sure that you increase your ibadat and reading and so on and so forth and azkar in these two or three days which are left and might not be 3 days maybe only 2 days today and tomorrow Allah alam so make sure we do all that inshallah because the whole purpose of the i'tikaf is to gain something from it and that's why it's very important to do that today I thought I will speak about something else which is that's because all these little ones who are here with us may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them they decided to make i'tikaf there was one who was littler than them who spent the night and then disappeared in the morning children around the prophet there's a Kuwaiti scholar who is also I have the privilege of knowing him myself professor Hisham Al-Awadi who has a series of lectures and they are called children around the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now it is amazing how rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how he used to treat children today unfortunately we have we like to talk about this but we don't do it and one of the places sadly where children are ill treated is our masajid we don't encourage them we chase them out when they come and with enthusiasm they come and sit in the front row we chase them out and send them back when they come with their parents we force them to the children to go at the back all of this is completely and totally against the sunnah rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically said the right of the first row is to the one who comes early whether it is young or whether it is old whoever comes early to the masjid has a right to sit in the first saf and no one has the right to chase him away from there whether he is young or old makes no difference now we like to justify it by saying that you know children are unruly and they disturb and so on let me tell you about some unruly children nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leading salah he went in sujood and is not getting up long sajda So some of the sahaba behind him, they got worried. We don't know what happened to him. He's gone in sujood. He's not getting up. So somebody lifted his head. What does he see? He sees Husayn bin Ali radiallahu anhu riding on the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how unruly is that? I don't know of any of our children riding on the neck of the imam. And this was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Now because the child climbed up on his back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not lift his head from the sajda until this child got off. And believe me, he didn't, after salam, he didn't call his daughter Fatima and say, take away this boy, what's he doing here? One day he's giving the khutbah in Jummah. And one of these two, he comes into the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the khutbah, goes out, picks up the child, comes back on the minbar, holding the child and he completes his khutbah. This was the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated children. And it's a strange thing. We chase them away when they are young, when they want to come. And then when they are now sick and tired of the masjid, then we go in Jamaat and we say, please come to the masjid, my brother. Please come to the masjid. Please listen to the khutbah. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. When he wanted to come, you chased him away. Now when he doesn't want to come, you bring him. Zaid bin Haritha, radiallahu anhu, was purchased as a slave, little child. He was sold as a slave in Makkah. Sayyidah Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha purchased him and presented him to her husband Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately freed him and he was supposed to be a servant to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me some money and sent me to the market. So he said I went to the market. On the way there were some children playing. I started playing with them. I got involved. I forgot all about my job. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is waiting. And then he says, where is this young boy? He went away. You know, is he safe? He's not safe. He's gotten, what happened to him? So he went looking for him. When he went looking for him, he found him playing with his kids. So Zaid bin Harithah said, I saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and I suddenly remembered what I was supposed to do. So I came to him. So what does he tell him? Do you think he gave him one whack and said, go and do the work? You got it. Nothing. He said, give me the money and you go and play. I'll go and get the thing. Zaid bin Harithah says, I put my hand in my pocket, there's no money. He was playing, the money fell off from his pocket somewhere. You know, whatever coin was there, the coin dropped, he lost the money. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I've lost the money. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't worry, you go play. When you finish, come home. Zaid bin Harithah radhiyallahu anhu said, not one day did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even frown at me. Now this is Zaid bin Harithah. He was from Yemen. And he was kidnapped. And that's how he came and he was sold in the market and so on. So his uncle and his father, they were searching for the boy. Somebody finally told them that it seems as if your child is in Makkah. So they got ransom money and they came to Makkah. And they said, where is he? They said, he is with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they came to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said to him, they said, this is our child and we are prepared to pay whatever money you want. Please take it from us. And we would like to take our child back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no question of paying any money because I am not interested in your money. The child is not a slave. But ask the child, if he wants to go back, you are welcome. You can take the child back. But if he doesn't want to go back, then let him stay here. So this is no problem. Now remember, this is a little boy who has been kidnapped from his house. He hasn't seen his father and his uncle and whoever for, maybe he didn't like his uncle so much, but his father is father, right? So he hadn't seen his father for so many years, whatever the number of years was. So the father said, no problem, call the child, we'll ask him. So they called the child and they said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do you recognize these people? He said, yes, this is my father, this is my uncle. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they have come to take you back home. So would you like to go back with them? He says, no. So the father says, we came all this way to take you back. He said, no, I'm very happy with you. I want to remain here with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not go back. He did not go back with his own parents, with his own father and his uncle. Children around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, his mother gave him to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Medina. And who was his mother? Umm Sulaym. One of the most famous of the Sahabiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very learned woman, very wise, amazing lady. Anas was her son from her husband whose name was Malik, who was not a Muslim. So when she accepted Islam, and Anas also accepted Islam. And she came home and told her husband. The husband got very angry. And he stormed out of the house. And it so happened there was some other man who was his enemy. So this man killed him. So this guy died. So Umm Sulaym became a widow. Then, this boy, Anas radiallahu anhu, was a young boy. And she then gave him in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Anas bin Malik said, I served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. Because that was the time that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Medina. And he said, in 10 years, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never raised his voice to me. Never even frowned at me, never punished me. And he said, that is not because I was a great servant of his. He said, I was a child, I forgot things, I did mischief, I did wrong things. Wrong things meaning he was given some instruction, he did something else. So he said, I did all that. But not once did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever reprimand me for anything. And Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he had the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he lived a long life. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Anas bin Malik says, I used to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream every night. Every night. We ask Allah to show us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once. Final child story. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is a cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was a young boy, very young boy. Now Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates and says, now imagine what kind of children also. He was sleeping in the same room as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wake up for tahajjud. Now imagine, this is a little boy. He didn't say the Prophet woke up and woke me up. He says, I saw him wake up. Meaning, what was he doing? He was already awake. He said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wake up for tahajjud. He said, he sat up on the bed. He raised his right finger up to the sky and he recited the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah from Aman al-Rasul to the end. He says, I went to get water for his wudu. He said, I brought the water. The Prophet ﷺ made wudu and then he placed his hand on my chest and he said, Oh Allah, give him the fahm, the fiqh of the Quran. He said, give him the understanding of the Quran. This is the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for this little boy. And he is the first mufassir of the Quran. He is the mufassir of this ummah. And the wisdom and understanding of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave him was unique. To such an extent that during the khilafah of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, by then Abdullah ibn Abbas was still a young, he was not a boy, but he was a young man. So, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to always invite Abdullah ibn Abbas to come and sit in his majlis. Now, Sayyidina Umar's majlis was all the senior sahaba, the Badreen and the Ashar Mubashara and so on, senior people. So, somebody objected and they said, not for any reason, not that they didn't like him or something. They said, this is a boy. I mean, he's the same age as our boys, as our children. Now, why do you invite him to come and sit with us? So, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu didn't say anything. He kept silent. Next majlis, he asked the people, he said, please tell me, explain to me Surah An-Nasr. Explain to me Surah An-Nasr. Idha ja'a nasrullahi. He said, so, explain the Surah. So, different sahaba, they gave the explanation. This is what it means. When it came to Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, explain Surah An-Nasr. He said, the surah is the prediction of the passing away of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This surah is saying, Allah is saying that your job is over. You have completed successfully the mission that you were sent with. And this surah is the prediction that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to pass away. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, that is the reason I call him here. He has understanding which we don't have. I'm saying this because the love of Islam must go into the heart at the earliest age. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these children with pure hearts. So don't squander that wealth. Don't squander the opportunity. You don't stop them when they sit in front of the television. Why do you stop them when they come in the first saf of the masjid? Huh? You bring a TV into your house, you pay for the cable television, then they are sitting there watching World Cup football and all that nonsense, you don't stop them. But when they come and stand in the first saf, you chase them away. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Never do that. Never do that. Encourage them, honor them, respect them, show them love, affection, and they will get attached to the masjid. And they will get attached to the masjid. Then you don't have to encourage them. When they grow up, you don't have to go and invite them. They will invite the whole world. Let the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house come into their hearts. When they are young, it's already there. Let them listen to Quran. Let them have the love of listening to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their whole experience of worship together. Very, very important. So please don't fall into this trap. Let them come, absolutely no problem. Teach them how to behave in the masjid. How else will they learn? If you don't even allow them inside the masjid, how will they learn how to behave in the masjid? So let us do that. These are our children. This is our future. You don't train them, then when you are in your cover, he is sitting and watching World Cup football instead of making dua for you. So please, fear that day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and to save us from anything which is not pleasing to him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get the maximum benefit out of whatever of Ramadan is left for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu for blessing us and blessing us and blessing us. And every time I think, Alhamdulillah, this is the peak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds to that, subhanAllah. Qiyam this morning, may Allah bless Sheikh Ali Musa for coming, and may Allah bless these two others, Muad and Abdul Rahman, Damat Barakatuhum, for getting him here. Jazakumullahu khair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.